finally, I'd like to end with a piece that I apologize for calling Riemann's haircut. No, Riemann's hairdo, that's it. Riemann was a famous 20th century mathematician who worked with prime numbers a lot. The Riemann conjecture, the Riemann zeta function. Because one of the thing about prime numbers is they don't appear regularly among the natural numbers. They have their own, some kind of rhythm of how they appear. They appear in pairs, and then there isn't one for a while, then there's two more. So trying to understand the distribution of these numbers is considered one of the major unsolved problems in number theory. So that's Riemann. And I think it's related to music too, because since your scale is built from these prime numbers, that determines the step size, you know, of between one note and the next, whether it's a big distance between one note and the next or a small distance. So it's not only the tuning of the intervals, but the actual set of notes that you're using to make music is somehow governed by this rhythm of the prime numbers and how they appear. And then the hairdo part, I always thought the coolest title for a song was the Charlie Parker tune, Another Hairdo. So I combine Riemann and the hairdo, so I hope you'll forgive me.